What about the positive? Dr. Ray, you didn't talk about the positive. What about being positive with your children? Not uncommonly, that's a question I'll get after a talk. When I speak to parent groups or teacher groups or group groups, any groups, oftentimes the focus is heavily upon discipline. The reason for that is discipline is by far the number one struggle among parents today. Dwarfs all other struggles. So if you have 1 hour to talk to somebody, or maybe sometimes when these groups want to pay big bucks, 2 hours, you focus on what you believe will be the most insightful shots that you can take in the short time that you have. Every so often somebody will say, but what about positive? Shouldn't you emphasize positive? And positive reinforcement. Let me respond to this. First rule of public speaking, first rule of radio, first rule of media. Remember your audience. The folks who come to a parenting talk are not going to be people who 3 hours prior were at home or wherever saying, you know, honey, I haven't fed him for a couple weeks. I'm starting to feel pretty neglectful. Let's go down and hear that shrink tell us how to be good parents. Folks who come to things like that, by and large, are interested in being better parents. So, therefore, these are not folks who need to be told, you need to be positive with your kids. You need to kiss your kids. You need to hug your kids. You need to show more affection to your kids. You need to show more time with your kids. You know that your kid doesn't really know you love them, so you got to start loving them more. One of the big frustrations I've had with a lot of people who speak on parenting, they forget who they're talking to. Those of you who tune into this program, you tune in why? Well, because you want to pick up a nugget here and there about something in life. Many of you have children. Many of you figure every once in a while a question comes up that directly relates to me. Let me hear what the guy has to say because I want to see if it's useful so I can be a better mom or a dad. Correct? You're not thinking to yourself, oh, man, here comes some question on a kid and I've got 5 kids. I don't want to hear what he has to say. Turn it off. Let's go over to the Farm Channel. No. You listen. Your ears perk up. Why? Because you want to be better parents. And people who want to be better parents, by and large, do emphasize the positive. If they have a struggle, and this has been my experience for 20-some years, it's with discipline. So what about the positive? Well, there's a simple rule. Yes, positive is wonderful. And I will tell parents, the more you can notice your kids' good behavior, the more the kids know how much you appreciate the way they behave, the more the kids see how valuable and how much dignity they have with you, probably the less you'll have to deal with bad behavior. And I say probably because it's very much dependent upon temperament. Probably. Secondly, part of the problem with positive is all too often it means material positive. What can you reward the child with materially? When I was in grad school, I was hammered with don't punish, don't punish, don't punish. Punishment doesn't work. Negative doesn't work. Positive, positive. Zero in on the positive. Focus on the good. Ignore the bad. Of course, in grad school, they wouldn't use words like good and bad because those are value judgment words. Focus on the appropriate. Ignore the inappropriate. That's all I got hammered with. And I remember thinking, for centuries and centuries and centuries and centuries of human existence, people were controlled by consequences. There was punishment. It was part and parcel of the human condition. Now all these enlightened types are saying, that's bad, no good, doesn't make sense, stop it, quit it. Always positive, always positive, always positive. And I remember even having to develop behavior modification programs that if you did anything negative, the only negative thing you did was ignore the behavior. You didn't do anything that, if a kid was acting obnoxious, you just ignored it. You didn't do anything about it. You didn't put any consequences on it. You didn't discipline it. You didn't punish it. That's bad. It's not going to work anyway because all its punishment's going to do is make the kid not like you. So I was told. How did I escape from all that? I had a good mother. And I liked her. Of course, that got me in trouble too because in psychology, if you don't like your mother, you're kind of messed up. But if you like your mother, you're really messed up. Get to that another time. So what about the positive then? Where does it play its role? Well, I will routinely tell parents, You be as positive as you can be, but let's not gush, okay? If the kid walks across the room, you don't say, I just love the way you walked across that room without tripping. That's a wonderful job for a 14-year-old. I just think that's great, the way you put one foot in front of the other, and you didn't bump into anything. You know, I've noticed for years now you've been able to walk across the room ever since you were about two. You don't know how much that makes me love you. I exaggerate, but only slightly, because some of the things that I was exposed to almost went to that extreme. If you're going to reward a kid, intangible rewards are better. Hugs, kisses, comments, noticing, affection, playfulness, teasing. Yes, teasing. I really believe teasing is a wonderful thing. Show somebody they mean enough to you that you tease them. What about material rewards? Here's what we got when I was in grad school. Well, would you go to work if they just told you what a wonderful guy you were and you never got any money? How long would you work? You'd quit. I'd say, you're right, I would, but I'm an adult. I got to pay bills. There's a bit of a breakdown in the parallel from adult to kid. If you want to be material with a kid, be random. Be a slot machine. For example, many of the token systems that I know a lot of therapists even practice. If you take a kid out in public and he does good in a grocery store, you make sure you give him two tokens when you get in the car so that when he gets home he can earn his tokens and he can put them in his token bank and then he can have a whole bunch of tokens and then he can pick from his pre-MAC reward principle system. I throw in those fancy words every once in a while just to kind of make you think, I don't know what he's talking about, but he sounds smart. I don't want you to think I'm too common sense. If you're going to reward a kid, say, you know what? Did a great job today, bud. Why don't you go pick yourself out some gum? But you don't do that every time. And you don't even do it most of the time. You do it every once in a while at random like a slot machine. You ever see these little old ladies play slot machines in the Vegas airport or anywhere near any of those places? What do? They are cranking away so hard I'm surprised that they don't develop some kind of tendonitis in their elbow. Why? Because slot machines are random. You don't know when they're going to pay off. The technical term is variable ratio reward schedule. Do that with kids. They never know when you're going to say, hey, you know what? You're always so well behaved in church. God bless you guys. You know how much I appreciate that. You know what we're doing? We're going out. We're going through the drive-thru. You want to get a milkshake? Now, I don't do a whole lot of that for reasons because today's kids have so much material anyway, but if you're going to do that, that would be my suggestion. Make it unpredictable. That is by far the most powerful, positive, material system. So what about positive? Most of you do a whole lot of positive throughout your whole day. So I don't hit it that much because I don't want to patronize you and tell you. It would be like me saying somebody comes to me and they're in a 5-year devastating situation. And I say, well, you need to pray about it. Well, I've got to believe they've been praying about it. I'm not telling them anything they haven't been doing. Somebody comes to me and I say, well, you need to love your kid. Well, I got to believe they do love their kid in the vast majority of cases. Well, you got to let your kid know that you love him. Well, they probably do a lot of that. So I'm not likely to hit the positive right off the bat because most of the people that come to me, whether it's through the radio, whether it's through talks, whether it's through clients, most of them very much desperately love their children, and they want things to work out well. They don't need to be told, well, I think you need to be more encouraging. Now, there's folks out there like that. I'm not saying there's not. But for the most part, that's not the first place I'm going to go. Yep, positive is great. It's wonderful. But most of the positive that you show your kid comes, how shall I put this, unconsciously. Day in and day out, the kid sees in a million ways how much you love them. It's not something you set out to do, and it's not 9 stickers on a sticker chart. It's just all the ways that a mommy and a daddy shows a kid how much they're loved. And most of you do whole bunches of that.